Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. And as you can see, we are clearly not in New England. You can't find this kind of vegetation anywhere around Boston. In Phoenix for the NFL owners' meetings. And on Monday, Eric, we heard from Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who had a lot to say about Wes Welker's new contract now that he's with the Denver Broncos. What do you take away from how passionate he was about that?
And he really was. That's a good word, passionate. And it was, pardon the pun, a really thorny issue that was brought up. And repeatedly question after question about Wes Welker. I haven't seen Robert Kraft this passionate, almost emotional, about a player or a particular issue, maybe ever. He really stressed that he was sad to see Welker go, that he felt the Patriots made to Wes and his agents what he felt was more than a fair market value offer for Wes's services for another couple of years. In the end, though, the agents, he said, wanted too much. They were playing poker. That was his term that he used. And the two sides just couldn't agree, and it's unfortunate because Robert stressed that Wes was their number one priority in free agency going into this year, but they just couldn't get a deal done.
Right. Certainly hard not to get a little emotional about a player like Wes Welker and the history that he has with the Patriots. But now let's move on to some things that will be discussed here in Arizona in the owners' meetings. One of those things is the 2013 schedule, and you talked to Robert Kraft about that. A couple of conflicts, it looks like, with the opening game this year.
Right. And, you know, as you know, the NFL likes to start the season on a Thursday night with the previous year's Super Bowl champion hosting a pretty marquee game. And you can't get more marquee in the AFC than Patriots-Ravens, the last two AFC championship games. New England was already slated to visit Baltimore this year. It made perfect sense when the Ravens won the Super Bowl that New England might slide into that opening night slot. Robert feels the same way. He said he'd be surprised if the Patriots don't open that night. One hitch, the Baltimore Orioles of Major League Baseball have a game that night as well, and there's a conflict. You can't have the two professional teams playing in the same city at the same time. So either the Orioles have to yield and let the Ravens have their night, or the Ravens are going to have to play somewhere else on opening night to start the season. We'll have to see. But if they're at home, look for the Patriots to be that team to open up.
All right. Well, cool. That's definitely something that could happen here. The birds are chirping at us. I think it's time for us to go. But keep it tuned in right here on Patriots.com. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.